Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Joe at RTE.ie. Eduardo Johnson, we were listening yesterday to Rodrigo Guido, who was a Deliveroo driver. Just the shocking abuse and attacks that they're undergoing at the moment, especially in parts of Dublin. We haven't heard from other parts of the country yet. Eduardo, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You say you've now finished working for Deliveroo. Why?
I'm not working for the last 5 days.
Okay.
So I'm scared, as many Deliveroo riders. So it's a hard situation we got into. So
yeah. And have you been attacked, Eduardo?
Yeah.
And tell us
a couple of times.
And what did they attack you with?
Yeah, they threw me eggs. Bottle of water. They threw me umbrellas.
To try and hit the spokes in the wheel to get you to flip over. Yeah. Wow.
They are shooting fireworks, right? Yeah. They tried me to shoot one.
They tried, say again, Eduardo?
They tried to shoot me once.
They tried to shoot you?
With fireworks.
Fireworks that they target at you. Well, they're dangerous, very dangerous. They target the firework. They light it. It's in a bottle or whatever, and they aim it at you.
Yeah, it almost hit me. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And will you go back to work, Eduardo?
I'm thinking about work at night today.
Yeah.
If that's possible.
Yeah, trying to work more in the daytime than the nighttime. Sinead is listening. Sinead, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You were a community nurse in Dublin in the 90s.
That's right.
And you say some of this is nothing new. What happened to you when you were doing your work?
Oh, this is nothing new. I feel so sorry for that young man. He made a point yesterday that we have a lovely country here, mm-hmm. and that's for sure. But we have a very divided country, and we have social norms, such as youngsters doing all kinds of pranks. I had my car broken into, the radio pulled out, money taken from the dash. In the course of my work, in the middle of the day, mm-hmm. I was knocked down. I was standing at a door, waiting to go in to visit some people, and I found myself on the ground and my bag taken. And there are more. I had a stone thrown through the car one evening coming home, and the back windscreen smashed, and I had to make my way home until I got it fixed. And, this is what happens in communities now. I would like to think that there are many improvements, and I know that there are, and there are many initiatives for young people, but it doesn't inspire me when I hear that young man, what happened to him. And it wasn't only to people, and I have to say, I don't feel it's entirely racially provoked. I wasn't from outside Ireland, and it wasn't alone my experience, it was colleagues, but it was also the people living in those areas who were terrorized. There were elderly people living in sort of houses, specially built small houses for elderly people. Mm. Those poor people weren't able to go to sleep at night, youngsters hanging around, throwing eggs at their door. I used to feel so sorry for them. They couldn't, at that age, they couldn't be guaranteed that they could have a night's sleep. So this is a problem. We have a very divided country still. I was speaking to somebody recently. She didn't know I had anything to do with anything like that. She didn't know much about my career. But she was telling me she drove through a particular street area in Dublin, and she said, I couldn't believe my eyes. There wasn't a tree in sight, just rows and rows and rows of grey houses. So in terms of how we tackle this issue, it is an issue. children who are allowed to throw eggs at people when they're small, what are they going to do when they're older? So I believe that there are solutions. It's not amazingly difficult to figure out how you could solve all of this by having a bit more equality, more support for families. I mean, I've come across families who are frightened of their kids before they even become teenagers because they don't know how to handle the behaviour that they're experiencing. There are programs there, but it's very ad hoc, and some people can avail of them, some don't. Not everybody knows how to set limits for children. Then if there's an attitude that it's them and us, and the guards are not visible on the streets where they could be, whether a better relationship between communities and the guards, and that everybody is in there with the intention of doing better. That's what I think.
It has a relation. Yeah, has a relationship with the guards. Not, I mean, there's a great talk of collegiality and solidarity during the pandemic.
Yeah.
But when people see the work that the Gardaí are doing, the great work the Gardaí are doing, but anyway, I take your point. This is in particular areas, in particular socioeconomic backgrounds of people. But
yes, and there are a lot of neglected areas, and you know they've been neglected for a long time. You know that show as well as I do. And there are lots of positive initiatives, I must admit, and I'm aware of some of them, youth services and community services and some charities and voluntary organisations. But the problem still exists.
Okay.
And I'm not convinced, listening to what I heard earlier about the lady in Inchicore who had everything robbed from her front room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not convinced that there's that much change. We live in a democracy. Why would certain behaviours be tolerated in one area and not in another?
Okay.
It's a multidisciplinary problem, and it has a multidisciplinary solution.
Okay, well, so that's Sinead, and also thank you, Eduardo Johnson. Mind yourself, 51551, my chance, Joe at RT.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.